Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. Happy spring. I wanted to talk today about sunlight. We get so many mixed messages. Is the sun good for us? Is it bad for us? It increases our risk of skin cancer, but don't we need some? And the answer is all of the above. We do need some sun exposure because it does give us some health benefits. And those health benefits can happen in as little as 10 to 15 minutes of sun exposure. What the sun does is it boosts our mood. And so there is a disease that is seasonal affective disorder, or a condition where with lack of sunlight, you get decreased levels of serotonin and people get depressed. And so we know that serotonin is a neurotransmitter in the brain, in the hypothalamus. And what we know is that sunlight helps this function better. And so, yes, we use artificial light sometimes in the fall and winter when there's not a lot of sunlight. But when it's spring and summer, a little bit of sunlight will help your mood. Sunlight also increases vitamin D production, and we know that sunlight is really important. It's the primary way that most people get vitamin D. And so what it does, in fact, is it helps the skin produce the vitamin D properly. And we know, for example, in a disease like multiple sclerosis, having low levels of vitamin D is not healthy. So yes, get some sun, and if you're not getting sun, you want to take vitamin D. Some of the newer research has looked at sunlight helping to prevent nearsightedness. And we know that children who spend more time outside are less likely to be nearsighted. So it can help your vision. And finally, we know that sunlight helps you sleep by having a regulated internal clock, which is known as circadian rhythm. It helps dictate our behavior based on the time of day, when to be up, when to fall asleep, when to eat. And light is one of the important driving forces behind this circadian clock. That's why we tell you to shut off all the lights when you're in your room and to shut off all the electronics. So sunlight is important for you. I would suggest that you wear a number 30 sunblock or a big hat when you're outside. You don't want to be outside during the worst part of the day, which is between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. when the UV radiation may be at its highest. But yes, we should all be outside. Let our kids play outside and get some sun.
Well, every time you speak, I learn something, and I thought I knew it all. Anyway, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, useful advice in clear language, drvivianbrown.com is a website to visit if you want to learn more. But the book is a bestseller across Canada. It's on Amazon. It will be at your local bookstore. They'll even order it in. And if you want signed copies, you're welcome to call me and order directly from me, 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. You can't go wrong when you use it as a guide. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.